Well, good morning, or good afternoon, or good evening, wherever it is that you find yourself. I'm Adam Portal, the leader of Youth Point. That's the youth group of Mount Zion Christian Assembly, and this is Youth Point Downtime, where we're using our downtime more effectively each and every day. I'm excited to be with you. We've been hearing and listening to God's call upon our lives. It's a 10-part series that's available at myyouthpoint.com/resources. And I encourage you to download the entire series, or maybe send that link off to a friend and maybe have them listen to it and be encouraged and maybe experience a call of their very own upon their lives. We've been looking at several lives, and today we're in day number 8, looking at Jeremiah, the great prophet, and how God calls you to serve. So we're going straight to the scriptures, as we're accustomed, and we're going to go to Jeremiah chapter 1. I'm reading verse 6 through 8 from Jeremiah chapter 1. It reads like this. Then said I, that's Jeremiah speaking, O Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am but a youth. But the Lord said unto me, Say not, I am but a youth, for you will go to all that I shall send you, and whatsoever I command thee, you shall speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with you to deliver thee, says the Lord. That's Jeremiah 1, verse 6 through 8. How many times do you feel too young to follow God fully? Or how many times do you feel too young to go into the ministry? Look at Jeremiah, and he thought the same thing. When God tells Jeremiah, I have appointed you as a prophet to the nations, Jeremiah says, I am but a youth. He is thinking, how can you use me, God? I am too young. Nobody will listen to me. Nobody will respect me when I say something because I'm too young. Many of you, I'm sure, are thinking, well, I have the rest of my life to serve God and to follow Him faithfully. But right now, I just want to have fun and I want to do the things I want to do. If you follow God, I promise you, your life will be much more rewarding. The cost could be great, and you may have to give up distractions and maybe even set aside temptations in your life that come between you and your relationship with God. But that's a good thing. And the reason God doesn't want us to do some things is because He knows that they are not good for us, and He wants what is best for us. He knows what we need, and God knows that if we give in to these temptations, we will suffer. And sometimes our temptations are to not fully follow after the Lord. And maybe we'll find ourselves wasting many years in our lives, years that could have been used effectively and for great benefit to us. However, if we serve God now, He will save us and deliver us. He will bless us and He will teach us. He will make us wiser. He will make us more effective. God wants to use each and every one of us, no matter what is our age, no matter what is our shoe size. And I'm asking you, let God touch your heart. Let God touch your mouth to use you in the building up of His kingdom. Say yes to His call, even if you're confused on where it is that He's leading you. Remember Isaiah when we spoke about him? He didn't know exactly what God was calling him to do or where God wanted him to serve, but he just simply said, Here I am, Lord, send me. Don't use excuses that I'm too young, like Jeremiah, or I'm inexperienced. Because think about it, excuses are just like trash cans. Everybody has one, but they all stink. God doesn't want us to make excuses. Let me ask you, is God calling you to serve Him in some type of ministry? Is there something in your life that you know God is calling you to and you still haven't said yes to Him? Are you open to what the call of God is upon your life, no matter where He's going to lead you? Or are you making excuses for yourself because you're simply scared? Or you simply would rather do something else right now? Jeremiah 1 verse 8 says, Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you. Pray with me. God, we want to thank you. I thank you for all the blessings you have poured out on each and every one of us. Lord, touch our hearts, touch our lips, and help us to follow you always for the building up of your kingdom. Give us the words to speak and the strength of our hands and our feet to serve you. We ask you in the name of Jesus to use us effectively. And I pray for these young people of Youth Point. Encourage them, strengthen them, give them the wherewithal to say yes to you in all aspects of their lives. Bless them, O Lord, I ask, as you blessed Jeremiah and as you blessed all of those who followed after you and heard your call to serve. In the name of Jesus, we ask and trust in you.